For nearly four decades, a one-time Central Coast college student has been entertaining audiences with his parodies of pop culture. The wild imagination of Weird Al Yankovic turned hit music and music videos like Michael Jackson's Beat It into the sensation Eat It. Now, the one-time Cal Poly San Luis Obispo student has received a huge honor, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I'm not sure if I should admit this, but I actually could have gotten this star like 10 or 20 years ago. But I told the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce that I specifically wanted the 2,643rd star. And took a while for that number to come up in rotation, so my bad. Sorry about the wait, everybody.
Yankovic's story started in the L.A. suburb of Linwood, where he grew up, learning to play the accordion along the way. The high school class valedictorian went to college at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, where he was majoring in, of all things, architecture. But he discovered college radio working at Cal Poly student station KCPR. He also started dabbling with making parodies of popular music. Yankovic used the echoey sounds of a bathroom across from the radio station to turn a hit song by the band The Knack called My Sharona into his own ode to lunch meat called My Bologna.
Ooh, my little hungry one, open up a package of My Bologna.
Yankovic sent his song to a popular syndicated radio show focused on parodies and novelty songs, The Dr. Demento Show, and his career was off and running.
When I went to Cal Poly, I was getting a degree in architecture, and I graduated, and I did, in fact, get that degree, and I never really thought that would lead to a star on the Walk of Fame. I couldn't connect those dots, so I think I learned a lot of skills that helped me out in later life, but this was not a direct path. It wasn't until I actually had a single on the Billboard Hot 100 chart that I thought, okay, let's get serious.
It's led to 11 Grammy nominations, 4 Grammys, 4 gold records, and 1,000-plus live concert events, including the Hollywood Bowl in New York's Radio City Music Hall. His latest honor is a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, right across the street from the Chinese Theater. Radio host Dr. Demento was one of those making the presentation.
They asked me to talk about what it's like to know Weird Al Yankovic in person. Well, I've known him for so long, I knew him before he was Weird. Well, before he was Weird Al, anyway, people began calling him Weird Al because he's a little different. And he took that as a badge of honor.
What made this ceremony especially unique was the fact that, unlike most of the stars, it wasn't paid for by a studio or record label. Thousands of fans, like Nancy McCarthy of Long Beach, contributed the more than $40,000 to make it happen.
I've been a fan since the beginning. As soon as he started making fun of early MTV, I was hooked.
Yankovic admitted it was hard to be cool about the whole thing, especially because it was the fans that made it happen.
Full disclosure, now that we're actually here and we're doing this, this is pretty awesome.
And he couldn't resist joking about the whole thing.
It's just an honor knowing that my name is going to be walked on, spit on, and let's face it, urinated on for generations to come. That's a legacy, my friends.
Among those on hand for the ceremony were some of his Cal Poly classmates. Randy Cardoon is a longtime sports anchor at KNX News Radio in Los Angeles.
He was so talented then, he gets better and better today. 39 years ago, we were sitting at the KCPR studios in San Luis Obispo doing radio plays. It's amazing.
Yankovic joked that when his music career runs out of gas, maybe he'll put his Cal Poly degree in architecture to work. For now, though, he's enjoying the fact that he now has a star on the Walk of Fame.
I kind of feel like this may be my one real shot at immortality, because I know that my name is going to basically be here till the end of civilization, which, let's face it, is probably like 3 or 4 months away, but still, that's something, I guess, right? I love you guys. Thank you all so much.
In Hollywood, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.